now The Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, December 22nd, 2016. It's 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors are Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up on this hour of The Federal Drive, an update on labor management relations at the U.S. Postal Service. Plus, agencies aren't quite floundering, but they're not exactly zooming straight toward the goal of achieving spending transparency by May of next year. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of The Federal Drive. First up, though, the combined federal campaign is having a good year. CFC is about three-quarters of the way toward meeting its annual goal, and the campaign is beating last year's numbers by about 9%. Vince Micconi is the chairman of the National Capital Area Combined Federal Campaign. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicole Agrisco why the CFC is doing one last push for donations.
We are doing very, very well with the Combined Federal Campaign this year. We've actually, as of today, raised more than $33 million. We are at approximately 70% of the $47 million goal that we set, and we're ahead of where we were at this point compared to last year, about 9%. So our honorary chair, Secretary Jay Johnson of Homeland Security, actually set a stretch goal, since we're doing so well, to see if we can actually get over the $50 million mark. So there's a lot of optimism. Federal employees have been showing some love through their contributions to CFC. The holiday season has helped, and so we are pressing really hard because we know how important this is for the organizations that are part of the Combined Federal Campaign.
And do you typically get a big end-of-year bump, you know, as everyone kind of rushes to get in those last-minute donations before the year ends?
So in the national capital area, our biggest time for the Combined Federal Campaign really begins right after Thanksgiving and goes all the way through the end of the year. So, you know, we received an extension from the Office of Personnel Management to continue the campaign through December 31st, which is exactly what we need to hit this out of the park. You know, one thing I do want to point out is we've been involved in Giving Tuesday for the past several years, and we raised in one day $1.8 million on Giving Tuesday, which is a record for us, far ahead of what we've done any other previous Giving Tuesday. So right now, particularly this next week, before people really start going on vacation, it's a really hard push week for us to collect those final contributions that people have. You know, a lot of agencies also use holiday parties as a way to collect contributions and talk about the importance of giving. So we're really right at the height of the campaign for us. Our loaned executives, campaign managers, and campaign volunteers are working hard to bring in those last contributions. And frankly, charities are working hard too to remind their prior donors of how important it is to give at the end of the year.
What have you seen from your loaned executives and your volunteers who are really trying to push this out to their agencies? You know, what kinds of events and programs are they working on this year?
Well, we've had a couple things that have helped us. First of all, our Show Some Love theme and the work that we've done on social media has gotten the word out to federal employees in different ways than prior years. I mean, in the old days, quote unquote, you know, we would have key workers who would message to employees and share information that was pretty one-sided. And now with social media, people are opting in and they're telling their friends about the Combined Federal Campaign and their colleagues about CFC and the opportunities that are there. So that's been very helpful to us. We've encouraged campaign workers to do events and stuff that we see around the holiday season, or everything from karaoke and dance parties to bake sales, chili cook-offs. We had one in my own office, which was great, and those really have helped push activity. And also those sorts of events, particularly around the holidays, also help morale. You know, they're just fun activities to do, and they have a good outcome.
I mean, you talked about this a little bit, but I was wondering, you know, why do you think it's going well this year? I mean, is it the theme that's really resonating with people? Is it just the fact that you're using social media more and people are out there sharing their stories? What do you think's going on this time?
Well, a couple things. I do think the social media and the Show Some Love campaign that we're using has been very helpful to us. It's something that employees can resonate with. It's something that everyone can resonate with. You know, sharing something that's good, that you see, good stories, helping share how charities have impacted your lives or your family lives. Also, we have an exceptional honorary chair this year with my secretary, who's been very active talking about the campaign to federal employees and also with his colleagues, encouraging them to give and make sure that leadership was supporting the Combined Federal Campaign throughout the federal government here in D.C.
And I heard you at the CFC kickoff event. I think it was maybe the day or two after the president had authorized a 1.6% pay raise, but now you all have 2.1. And I heard you sort of encourage everyone to say, you know, okay, here's something that you could do with that extra pay raise. Has there been a push at all since you've gotten a little bump in pay from the president?
Well, I haven't mentioned it again, but certainly I think federal employees are pretty happy with the additional bump that the president gave us. And I think, you know, the fact that we're getting a little bit of a pay raise, the fact that employees are feeling good or better about their workplaces, the combination of our campaign and our efforts this year to reach out in different ways, I think you can combine all of that. And that is sort of the magic that's made this campaign so successful. Also, you know, obviously the commitment of our loaned executives, our campaign volunteers, and the dedication of federal employees. I mean, federal employees work every day for the betterment of our country. And they understand that a part of that is not just what you do at work, but what you do after work. And CFC is one of those ways that you show a level of commitment. And yeah, I'm very, very excited, too, that the president signed an executive order that opens the combined federal campaign in future years to volunteerism and to giving by retirees. And even though that's not happening this campaign, just the fact that people understand that that will be happening in the future is also something that's helped us this year with CFC.
Can I ask you what preparations are going on now to prepare for the retirees?
Well, OPM is working that because they have responsibility for handling the retiree program for the federal government. They are working very, very hard with the new vendors that they have for centralized campaign administrative services, which is something that I'm very excited about because it'll help us focus less on back office activities at CFCNCA and help us focus more on outreach to federal employees, which is great. So OPM has been leaning forward, getting all of that administrative support activity set up for next year, which will free us to continue to do some of the innovative marketing things that we've done this year.
And, you know, in the final few weeks of the campaign, what are you telling people? What's the last minute push that you're trying to get out there?
Well, the last minute reminder is, hey, don't forget about the combined federal campaign in the holiday season. We've asked agencies to send out sort of last pitch emails for their employees next week and then a reminder the last week of December to get their contributions in. And we're reminding all of our campaign volunteers before they head out for vacation themselves to go to all of their colleagues who are around before they leave and ask them one more time to give. And frankly, you know, folks are at holiday parties and they've already given by payroll deduction. They can still chip in a few more bucks at those events, and that'll all go to the good stuff that we do with the Combined Federal Campaign.
Vince McConey is chairman of the National Capital Area Combined Federal Campaign, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. You can find Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com. Still to come on Federal News Radio, an update on labor management relations at the U.S. Postal Service. First, though, agencies aren't quite floundering, but they're not exactly zooming straight toward the goal of achieving spending transparency by May of next year. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.